This completes our first DNA loop, which occupies the lower right-hand corner of our 30-nanometer fiber cross-section. I'm going to presume that the DNA will wind its way circumferentially around the two nucleosome pair on the right side of the figure in the direction indicated by the large red-brown arrow. The DNA doesn't have to go in this direction, of course. Numerous alternative pathways can be imagined, but I'll presume it to be this direction for the sake of illustrating the basic principle of this structure, which is that the DNA, as we shall see, never gets twisted or tangled and can be replicated without topological difficulty. So next, the DNA path will curve upward for the second loop. This second loop will occur at the next stop along the red-brown path, which is the upper right-hand corner of the same octamer. In order to keep the picture intelligible, I'll fade out the first loop before drawing in the second.